This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has been indicted by a New York grand jury, AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham told Sean Hannity on Fox News the charges were politically motivated.
They're trying to destroy Donald Trump because they fear him at the ballot box.
Former federal prosecutor Anima Romani.
I do wonder if we're opening up a political Pandora's box.
On the streets of Las Vegas, the AP interviewed visitor Frank Pellegrino.
I'm sick of the whole thing. I'm sick of the Trump investigations. I'm sick of the Biden investigations.
Bradley Lawrence from New York says the country has better things to focus on.
There's a lot of news around this, a lot of buzz when it comes to, like, you know, politics and the new election coming up. But, you know, we have people struggling right now.
Jennifer King, Washington.
Trump previously said he would continue his run to be a Republican nominee in the 2024 presidential elections despite facing criminal charges. Supporters outside his Florida home appeared confident at his chances.
Everything that's happening, is it going to make his campaign less? Like, do you think that's going
It's going to give him the presidency. Just watch.
Trump remains the front runner for the 2024 GOP contest for now. According to a recent Reuters Ipsos poll, he's got the support of 44% of Republicans. His closest rival, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, came in with 30% support. The president of Belarus says Russian strategic nuclear weapons might be deployed in his country along with part of Russia's tactical nuclear arsenal. Russian President Vladimir Putin announced this week his country intended to deploy tactical, short-range, and small-yield nuclear weapons in Belarus, its neighbor and ally. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This